And so in Genesis chapter 41, Genesis chapter 41, when the butler remembered him, in verse 14, Genesis 41 verse 14, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon, and he shaved, changed his clothing. And I'm sure they gave him a new, wonderful, nice clothing to appear before Pharaoh. This must be from one of those royal wardrobes. And so he has to take away all his clothing on the prison, all his clothing of human affection. See, in the last days, the coat of grace and favor that will come unto you will be one that you cannot look back and say, I have done this. Will be something that you cannot look back and say, somebody has done this for you. But you can only say, God has done that. And so, although it's not mentioned there, we know that when he said he changed his clothing, he went to remove his old clothing and put on new ones. He bathed, he washed, he shaved, and then they would bring a nice robe. And this is before the king. So you can imagine, it would be very, very nice. And they brought some nice, wonderful clothing from some nice wardrobe that they would have, probably from the palace area. And they bring it, you know, and put it upon Joseph. It was better, let me tell you, it was better than the coat of many colors. It was better than anything that Potiphar could have given him. Because this one is a gift from God. He hasn't done anything yet. Whatever he did is later. And this is, I call it, the coat of God's grace and favor. And as he put on that coat, it was not just a coat, it was a symbol. The Holy Spirit was upon him. And as he walked before Pharaoh, now remember, he hasn't operated the gift yet. You see, it comes to you before you have the opportunity. You claw first before you have an opportunity to do it. And he goes before the Pharaoh, hears the dream, straight away interprets the dream, and we recognize that Pharaoh saw the Spirit of God on him in verse 38. Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this? A man in whom is the Spirit of God. Now isn't that different from the coat of many colors? When he said, Jacob loved Joseph and gave him this coat. And the other one where Potiphar saw what he did. Because of what he did, he got a promotion. But this one, they saw the Holy Spirit on him. Hallelujah. It was the Holy Spirit. They saw the Spirit of God upon his life. And it says, can we find anyone in whom is this Spirit of God? And there was no one. And so he became number one after Pharaoh. Everything that was done in the entire nation was now in his hands. All the wealth of the world. And he was famous too. All those things. See, he had fame. He had prosperity. He had position. He had everything. And he was spiritually blessed. He continued to walk closely with God. He had all those things that were produced by the other two coats. But it was now permanent. And it was so big that it could cover every need in the 70 souls that came down to Egypt that time. Now the coat of grace and favor has three layers. Remember I said three layers. And in the next 10 minutes we'll give you the three layers. Right. Now, the first layer is in the book of Isaiah. Turn with me to Isaiah. chapter 61, verse 3. And this message is just given directly. God actually gave me 3 points and 3 sub-points. That was all He gave. Very short. He gave everything to me in 5 minutes. It took me so long to get across. Right? Because we all take a longer time to understand. The code of grace and favor has these 3 layers. Verse 3. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. To console those who mourn in Zion. Now he's talking about the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. In verse 1. Now verse 3. To console those who mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting not of yourselves, not of man, but the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Everyone say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we are sounding like a black American church. Say hallelujah! Thank you. And it is that the Lord be glorified. The first layer is an inner layer, is the garment of praise and worship. You see, the only way you can rise up is when you overcome heaviness. The opposite is the spirit of heaviness. If your heart is heavy, your mind is heavy, you will never rise up. Prosperity cometh in 3 John verse 2 as your soul prosper. So it doesn't come from outward in, it comes from inside out. As your soul prosper, so you prosper. So if you want to change your financial situation now, or change your blessing level now, you change your soul. Now. Don't wait until the external circumstances change, then you say, now I'll decide to change. You start changing the way you think. Start changing the way you feel. Start changing all the things that has to do with what we call the soul. Because unless your soul prosper, nothing else outside will change. And everything outside you try to change to human affection, the code of human affection, the code of human achievement, will not last. When we start with a simple thing, Here's the interesting thing. If you have, sometimes Christians, when they hear this kind of message, oh brother, I already have the garment of praise and worship. Well, if that is so, how come you are not praising God? Now, how can you say you are dressed in the garment of praise and not praise God? Impossible. That means, my friends, at any time in your life, in any situation where you are not praising God in those circumstances, you lost your garment of praise. Go back and find it. You know, we all don't go about walking physically naked unless you're one of the Isaiah prophets, right? Hopefully there's none in this New Testament. But do you know people go about walking spiritually naked? Oh, if you have eyes in the spirit to see, some people are walking spiritually naked. They leave their house spiritually naked. And they think nothing of it. They wouldn't do that in the physical, but in the spiritual they are. You know how? Well, an example of one of the spiritual nakedness, and they leave their house, you know, they're the garment of, you know, heaviness dragging on all of them. You know, and the garment of heaviness is something like these new fashions that got all the see-through thing, right? So you're actually still spiritually naked. And so it's horrible in the spiritual realm. And it attracts demons to you. And they keep coming to you because they're attracted by all those things. And you get worse and worse. And people think nothing of leaving their house spiritually naked. But they would dress up in a physical, nicely. And the most terrible thing is the spiritual dimension is more important than the natural. So if you truly have the garment of praise and worship, And that's the first layer. And you know what the Lord told me? Most people don't even have the first layer. Don't talk to them about the other two layers until later. But I'll give it to you, right? Because they cannot even praise and worship God. They struggle to praise and worship God. Most people have not the code of praise, garment of praise and worship, but the code of complaining, right? Or the code of unbelief, or something that is just ungodly. And when you have the code of garment of praise and worship, it makes you different. It causes you to praise and worship God. When you have the code of garment of praise and worship, you know, you don't have to wait till you go outside the door of your house to wear it. You could get up from your bed and be clothed with the power. And I don't know how each one of you get up from your bed. Some of you, when you get up from your bed, your eyes open first. Am I alive? Is this another day? And oh no. And suddenly all the problems come, the heaviness comes to you again. You're conscious of all the things. And then you struggle. You know, especially in winter. You struggle to get up. Oh no, another day. Oh no, I got to do this. When you got a garment of praise and worship, the moment you're conscious, you get up. Hallelujah! And some days you feel like jumping out of the bed, right? And you say, hallelujah, and you wake up with a song. And some of you say, is it true? Read Ephesians chapter 5. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in some hymn and spiritual song. The melody starts. The music is there. You know, look at it this way. If you have the garment of praise and worship, the music is turned on 24 hours. When you get up in the morning, the first thing you hear is whatever song that comes to you that you need for the day. On the particular day, it's a warfare day for you. So God tunes up the warfare tune. And you get up in the morning as your eyes open. And you hear this song, you know. God, God, an army. Ooh, what is this coming up? Marching through the land. On another day, it's supposed to be a day of endurance. And then you wake up with this tune. I surrender all. But at least your music is turned on. Some people, their music is shut down completely. The garment of praise is not there. To have grace and favor, you need that first layer, garment of praise and worship. The second layer, in Luke 24, verse 49. And God says, if you can get the first layer, which is just a lining for the coat, then you begin to move into the second layer, which is clothing of dunamis power. And the reason very few people touch it, and some of you may have touched it from time to time at certain points in your life, and the reason many people never reach this second layer code is because they never got the first one. The first inner layer. You know, this is like the high priest. You know, when the high priest in the Old Testament, when they dress up, they got God was so specific. He even talked about their underwear, and then their inner coating, and then their outer coat. So, you know, the garment of praise and worship is just your underwear. That's just your first layer to get you going. Especially in winter's weather. And mind you, the world is cold. Colder than this winter that we're experiencing. So, you get your first layer going. Then you get your inner layer, which is the garment of power. The lining of power. Now, in Luke 24, verse 49, Jesus says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. The word endued is the Greek word cloth. Clothing. Your cloth with power from on high. And that word is dunamis. Dunamis power. You say, why do we need dunamis power? Why does it connected to the code of grace and favor? Look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us on the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus.